Unit 4. Science. Reading 1. DNA. When you turn on your computer at home, you hit the start button. You also hit the start button to turn on the computers at school, the library, and your friends' homes. The computers look the same and run the same way, but they are also different. They have different backgrounds, colors, and software. In many ways, humans are like computers. Even though they look similar, they have many differences. All living organisms are made up of cells. Cells are tiny. In fact, your body has millions and millions of cells. Every cell has a certain task to do. Some cells form organs like the heart and lungs. Others carry blood throughout the body. And some cells form skin. How do these cells do their tasks? In each cell, there is a nucleus. In the nucleus, there is something called DNA. It lets each cell know which task to do. DNA stands for deoxyribonucleic acid. It forms the basis for all life on the Earth. It is shaped like a double helix, so it looks like a twisted ladder. DNA is formed by nucleotides. These provide genetic instructions for each organism. An organism gets DNA from its parents. So half of your DNA is from your mother, and the other half is from your father. That explains why you resemble your mother in some ways and your father in other ways. All organisms on Earth have DNA. Thanks to it, there is life on the planet. Reading 2. White snow. Imagine waking up on a winter's morning. Overnight it snowed, and now everything is covered in a thick white blanket of snow. As you know, the beautiful white snow is made of frozen water. But here is a tricky question for you. Why is snow white when ice is clear and colorless? The answer has to do with the speed at which snowflakes form. A single snowflake is formed when water vapor freezes high up in the atmosphere. This happens so quickly that the water vapor suddenly turns from gas to solid. The vapor freezes into tiny crystals, which float down through the clouds. On their way down, they start to gather and stick together as snowflakes. Each snowflake is therefore a complete ice crystal with six sides. As snowflakes fall to the earth, their six sides reflect the light. This causes them and the snow on the ground to appear white. However, white is not the only color that snow can appear. Around the world, there have been some strange cases of colored snow. People have reported seeing blue, green, and even black snow fall to the ground. In one famous case, Charles Darwin noticed snow turning bright red under the footprints of people and animals. The cause was tiny red algae that had been in the atmosphere when the snow formed.